Beitzer Peregimel Mishnaches. Oim Adam Lachaveroi. Malali Kli Zeh. A person could tell somebody else, fill up for me this Kli. Avaloi B'mida. What we're talking about over here is we're talking about a storekeeper. Now the reason why this halacha is not normally negay on Shabbos, where a person should go to a storekeeper and say, fill up this amount, is because on Shabbos, since no malachas are mutter, even malachas are nevesh, everything has to be prepared. Like Chazal say, Misha Terech be'erev Shabbos, yoichal b'Shabbos, which is a marshal for Chai Olam Abba, of course. Chazal used that dogma of preparing in the Elef Hashishi in order that the Olam Haschar should be prepared. One works in this world for the next world. Shabbos, mein Olam Haba. Yom Tif is doch malachas echal nevesh is mutter. And still one is not allowed to go to a storekeeper and just take a barrel of wine. It could be also practically Shabbos, most things were where they were because in Malacha Vaitzah. But over here, one is allowed to go to somebody, L'chayr, who has a wine cellar, and ask for a barrel of wine. On Yom Tov, L'chayr should be mutter. On that, the Mishnah puts a restriction. It shouldn't be Mamish Mekhumam Kadik, which is really the theme that we had in Mishnah Vav and Zayin. So he says over here, Malali Kli Zeh, you can fill me up this Kli, Avalo B'mi, that can't be measured out to an exact amount. Yehuda Oimim, Hoye Kli Shal Mido. Not only can't you measure it by the midah, but if the kli is a kli that has a precise measure, it's used, or better said, it's something that's used for medida. A barrel could also be exactly 2 liters of wine. But the barrel is not something that's used for measuring. We're talking here about a kli shel medido. A midah, the Tanakhama is saying, avaloi b'midah, you're not allowed to use a kli which is a midah. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the kli was designed to have a precise amount, even if it was never used for measuring, lo yimalenu, that's already close enough to mechumemke, and he asks, he's makmer. Then the Mishnah says, a third shita, but a chumra over here, that's introduced b'shem, a tana that we don't generally have, maise ba'abashol ben botnis. Abashol ben botnis we don't have really in the Mishnayis. But the Mishnah mentions him as an example of somebody who was Oisi. The Gemara says that he was a chenveni. He had a store. But he was a chochum enough. If his name is mentioned in the Mishnah, obviously he's on a status. His maisa has a status of a tana. So, Babashol ben botnis shayim emale midoisav me'erev yomtiv v'noisnal lelekuchas b'yomtiv. He would fill up barrels of wine or measures, jugs of wine that had midois, and he would fill them up for me'erev yomtiv. And he would give it to the lukuchas, to the customers on Yom Tov that way. Now, what the Gemara explains is that he was machmir because l'chor, there should be an oifin that it should be mutter and something that's not a professional clay midah and it was never used. You should be able to fill it up on Yom Tov. And he was machmir not to do anything that's sold kefi midah on Yom Tov. It has to be that it was already prepared in the kli from Erev Yom Tov. He did not sell it to the customers, and the customers would bring the money after Yom Tov, but it has to. He didn't want to do the maisa of ki'ilu, kiviyochel, turning it into a maisa mekachumemka on Yom Tov. Abishol is already a tana that we have in Mishnayis more often. Abishol is a mandama that we have all over Shas. Av b'moyed oisekem nepirur midos. Whenever the Mishnah says moyed as opposed to Yom Tov, the Mishnah means cholamoyed. And here, what Abishol is doing is he's deflecting the raya from the anhog of Abishol and Botnis. And he says that the reason why he did it that way is because Abishol Mebotnus, who was one of the Chachomim, didn't want to be Mevatl, the Rav says, Mebitl Beis HaMedir, Shoyu Rabim Boim Lishol Memenu B'moyed. Yidin would come, Chayvatim Mekabel Pnei Rabbi B'Regel, throngs of Yidin would come to talk and learning to be Mekabel Pnei Abishol Mebotnus, but he would have to give out to the customers, and really he would prepare it before in order not to be busy, in order not to waste time. Who has extra time in Yom Tov? We think of Chol HaMoed as time to sit around. Abishol ben Botnis didn't have time. He had time before Yom Tov, after Yom Tov. He didn't have time on Yom Tov itself, or on Chol HaMoed either. What the Mishnah means when it says that he would do this mifnei birurei midos, why does it take so long to pour a jug of wine? Big deal. So the Gemara explains, birurei midos means, like we mentioned in the earlier Mishnah, that the kelim that are used for midos have to be precise. The Torah has a lav and asay, hein tzedek, Eifoy Tzedek. Part of the precision of Mishkoilos, which is an ikir in honesty and business, is the fact that when they poured wine, there's always a little bit of wine which is thicker at the bottom. When you pour, it's easy enough not to tip the barrel all the way. Not everything comes out. It's easy enough that it should be a mashu off in the measurement. And because of that, when a person is erlich, he has to pour the wine and he has to pour it precision, precisely. That takes extra time. Even another level to this. It's nothing to do with extra talking and learning with Yidden that came on Yom Tov HaChol HaMoed. On a regular, ordinary Wednesday, the Tzitzis is by Abba Shalom and Botnis, there was no such thing as an ordinary, regular Wednesday. When he would pour from Kelim, Mitzui is the Lashon of Chazal, when you're squeezing something out to the last drop. Good to the last drop. So the Lashon of Mitzui means the Midois. In order for there to be 1,000% accuracy, not even a mashu missing, you have to pour and pour and pour. You have to tip and tip and tip the kli until the last bit that stuck to the walls of the kli comes out into the other kli. So if somebody wants to do business, it takes more time. It does take more time. A person doesn't gain money, but he does gain olam haba if he's precision-based. Not a penny is lost, but in Shemayim they write down whether a person is erluch to the last drop. Birure Hamidois is a lesser madrega. Birure Hamidois means birur miloshin, that should be vadai. In order to be precise, it had to be measured carefully. Mitsui means to mamish to the last nth degree of making sure that it's precise. Person could go to a chenvini. Stop walking to a store that the storekeeper doesn't know you. You're not paying money on Yom Tov. So how does he know you're going to pay? So a storekeeper wouldn't give to stamp somebody off the street. But he could go to a storekeeper, your regular grocer down the block, harogel, let's say that he's a rogel to shop by him. He could ask to give him beitzim, eggs, or goizim, nuts, b'minyin. Asking for a dozen eggs is not business-like because it's something you would do with your next-door neighbor also. You ask for 8 eggs. You have a recipe that calls for 6 eggs. So it comes Yom Tov, the balabasta wants to make something fresh. She didn't have in the freezer or in the fridge, so she wanted to make something fresh. The recipe calls for 6 eggs. You can go to a chenvini, you can ask for 6 eggs. That's not derech mekomemka because that's something that even somebody who doesn't have a store would lend to somebody else. Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing our discussion. Not so much of melochos, but things that are osur mishum zilzul Yom Tov, as well as hilchos muktzah, which is one of the basic themes that's coming up over and over again in the Masechta. Hamevi kadayayin mimokim lamokim. If somebody is carrying kadayayin mimokim lamokim, theoretically this could be on Shabbos also, but it's on Yom Tov that Chazal have a concern because things are being transported from place to place. It's a tzarech echol nefesh. But Lamaisa, it's very easy to slip into something that's Derech Mekach Umemka, which was our area of concern, the end of Perek Gimel. So Mimil Lalocha is, Lo Yevim B'Sal U'B'Kupa. He shouldn't carry it. A Sal and the Kupa, as he carries a whole bunch together, that's already the way you make a delivery. Avo maybe Hu Al Ksefo Yolofonov, he could carry it on his shoulder in front of him. That's not the professional way of transportation. So Mimil, that's clear that he's doing it because Simchas Yom Tov, Sudas Yom Tov, but it's not Derech Mekach Umemka. V'chein ha-moyliches ha-tevin, if somebody's carrying tevin, this is a little more tricky. Kadayayin, we understand the Derech Yom Tov. Tevin is something that a person doesn't eat, l'chei feeds it to his animal. So he's carrying tevin. Why is he carrying it? Like we said, either to feed his animal, or he's carrying it for fuel. He's making a fire, that's certainly a Derech Yom Tov. Lo yafshil es hakupo lachoyrov, he's not allowed to carry a kupo. That's the way they would carry tevin. They would carry a big tevin is lighter, so you could carry a big load on his back. But that's derech mekumemka. That's something that a person does as part of the workday. Avo mevi hu biyodo is not the way he would transport it normally. Well, that gufa is why it's mutter. Now, just to point out, this melech satevin, like we said, there's the feeding an animal, and there's the tzorech hasoko of heating up wood. The second tzorech hasoko, l'chor, is fine. But what about feeding an animal? Would one be allowed to carry it Mimokim lamokim mishus hayochid l'shusaram shusaram l'shusayochid inu shusarabim l'tzorech ha'cholas behema. So Rashi and the Rav do say lehesik oyle behema, but you have this problem. The poiskim, it's an esik. The poiskim seem to say it's an erechaim and tovkuf yud beis. There's a Rashba, the Ramah is bringing from a Yerushalmi, but there's a Shittim Gubetz that seems to imply the Bali holds not that way, that Moedi Tochen, the Tzorich Hayomtiv, even if we say Mitoch Shehutu L'Tzorich Hutu Shalai L'Tzorich, that means that it's some type of Tzorich Hayom for the individual, for the person. But if it's a Tzorich only for animals, L'Chor Loi V'Loi L'Behemte, L'Chor that's not a Tzorich Hayomtiv. So L'Chor shouldn't be Mutter. Now we have another halacha in Hilchos Muktzah. Umaschilin bareimas hateven. Maschilin means he could take for fuel. He could take lechatchila, a pile of teven that's set up, and that's not considered muktzah. So the way the Rav explains it is v'aval pishul lezimnim miboydoyim. Even though it's not mukhon, it was put aside. An arema of teven is put aside, stored away for you for future use. It wasn't here. Meant to be used for Yom Tov. His regilus was not to use this for making a fire. Zokter, however, the lesle laitana muktzah. We're going here according to the Shita Reb Shimon. As we've mentioned, the Shita Reb Shimon is always called lesle muktzah. It doesn't mean lesle muktzah. But what it does mean is that muktzah doesn't have the same severity. If you want to say the lesle muktzah means, it doesn't have to be mamish oimid lekach. It doesn't have to be mukhon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who is the machman hilchus muktzah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that something, in order to be used Shabbos Yom Tov, it has to be oimid mukhon. This aremas tevin is not oimid mukhon. Aval loy be'etzim sheba muktzah. Be'etzim that we're talking about over here, the word muktzah is not to be confused with the concept of muktzah. Over here, muktzah is a place. Muktzah was a storage shed in the back of the property. You have it also in Hilchos Erevin, we had it. Benegay carrying from one to another. It's considered chilukei rishuyos legabe eruve chatzeris. A muktzah is a place where a person does not enter. It's storage. You go in there once a month, once every 2 months. You go in there for the sukkah boards before sukkahs. He has pieces of wood over there that bechlal u'bechlal were not oimid for hasok at all. It's not tevin. They're pieces of wood. And they're a piece of wood that can be used for beams, for construction. Why would you use that for firewood? You don't, unless you run out. So on Yom Tov, it could be that he needed to make a fire. But you have these Eitzim Sheba Muktzah are mamish not Eim Elekach. It's what we call Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. It's Bechlal not Eimid to be transported in any for any reason besides for construction purposes. Memela, even according to Reb Shimon, that's Mako by Muktzah, but that's only that it doesn't have to be mukhan, but not where it's mamish nidcha. It says, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, that means sometimes there are certain things that might not be mukhan. No, Reb Shimon would be meko, but something that's mamish put aside, for instance, the Gemara gives the example that he takes fruits up to the roof, gregus vitzimukhan, he lays them out. Now they're not mamish, they're not roi lachilas, so you could say it's not mukhan, but it's more than that. He set them up for a process of being dried out in the sun. B'chi agadne, he was dachya b'yadayim. So he also has pieces of wood. He put them in a shed that they should be used for construction purposes. They're there for storage. So that, according to Shimon Avad, is muktzah. The Tveres Yisrael brings an alternative pshat. What we just said is the pshat where the Rav learns, and it's the pashtus of the Gemara. There is mentioned in the Gemara another pshat that, no, the Mishnah is not according to Shimon, it's according to Yehuda. And the reason why Maschil Baremes HaTeven is because he holds that we're talking about something which is mamish not oimid for anything else but asoka, so we would have to consider it oimid lekach, mukhan lekach, and that's why it's mutter. And regular eitzim, sheba muktzah, maybe it's not dachya b'yadayim, according to Reb Yehuda, you don't need to come on that. It's fart not mukhan, so that's why it'd be awesome. The pashtus is, like we said from the Rav, that we're going according to Reb Shimon, Aremes HaTeven is not Dachya B'yodayim. It's not set aside not to be used, but it's not Mukhan. But according to Reb Shimon, that's okay. As opposed to Esen Sheba Muktzah, Mamish right now meant to be not used for Hasoka. So Mila would be also even according to Reb Shimon.